Nothing is better than fresh milk from a Pennsylvania dairy. We have everything here to make the best caramels in America.
Don't use we around here, Uncle Abraham said. There's no backing for you among the Snavelys. And don't go asking your Aunt Mattie either. She's done with you, and so is your mother, though you'll never hear her say as much. We've done more than our share to see you right. But you're a Hershey, a true son of Henry, a dreamer. You'll never stick with anything long enough to make it work for you.
Milton gulped. He had suspected that his Snavely relatives had given up on him, but the words still stung. He stood up. I guess that's all the business we have with each other today.
I guess it is, Uncle Abraham snapped.
Milton expected him to offer him dinner and a bed for the night, but his uncle's lips remained sealed. Good day, then, Milton said, giving his uncle one last chance.
Good day,
came the reply. Milton picked up his hat and headed for the door, just as Aunt Carrie came through it.
So you're off, are you? She asked.
Milton nodded.
Goodbye,
she added. As Milton walked back along the road to Lancaster, the sun was beginning to set. At first, he felt angry that his relatives had turned their backs on him. Worse, they had compared him to his wandering father. But as he walked, Milton's burden began to lift. He felt free, in a strange way. It's all up to me now, he told himself. I won't need much. Just a small shed, a way to pay the freight on my equipment, and a whole lot of work. I'm smarter now. I know I can earn a good living making caramels. By the time Milton got back into Lancaster, he felt much better. He would find his old friend Lebby and see whether he had room for Milton to spend the night. Tomorrow was a new day. After helping Milton with the business in Philadelphia, Lebby had returned to his old job as clerk at the Lancaster Lumber Yard. Milton soon found him at a boarding house across the street. Lebby did not look surprised to see Milton, and when Milton explained his situation, Lebby set up a cot in his tiny room and bought dinner for him at the adjoining tavern. As he lay in the narrow cot that night, Milton made a promise to himself. When he became rich, he would treat Lebby right. Lebby was a true friend when he needed one. The next day, Lebby paid for Milton's candy-making equipment to be released from the rail freight yard. Then he showed Milton a place for rent that he thought might suit his needs.
That's not much,
Lebby said as they surveyed the room in Jacob Gable's warehouse on the west side of Duke Street.
But it would be a start if you want to make those milk caramels you were telling me about last night.
Well, the rent's reasonable, but I don't have it,
Milton said meekly. Lebby smiled a rare smile.
Well, lad, I'll back you. I'll pay the rent for the first 3 months. You'll have your equipment back and a stove in the corner. Would that be enough to get you going?
Milton nodded gratefully.
If I can just get one batch of caramels ready to sell, I know people will buy them.
All right, Lebby said. Let's see what you can do.
Milton set right to work. His first task was to get the...